Let us pray. Dear Lord, accept our gifts of money, time, and talents and use them as you see fit. Also, help us not to be tempted by the many things put before us daily. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
As we prepare to come to the table of the Lord, I offer you a chance to share any prayer requests, joys, or concerns that you have. I will call attention to the ones that I have received here. Pray for all the people who are recovering from this week's storm damage. And pray for the family of Sharon Perry, who is under hospice care and beginning to make her transition from this life. Also pray for the Addisons as they welcome the new baby into their family. Are there any other prayer requests that we have today? Yes, Becky.
I saw Cheryl Nancy last night. Linda and I have a theme going on when you say hello to her. She's working two jobs right now. One is there on the weekend and one in Mason teaching, and it doesn't give her much free time and she misses us. She said to tell everyone hello, but also I think we should lift her in prayer. She won't be in P&G too much longer, but
okay.
I think she could use some support.
I appreciate you checking on her. So, Cheryl. Any other prayer requests? Yes, Janet.
I'd like to ask for continued prayers for my friend Ruth, who went for her first chemo treatment, but was sent home because there was too much fluid on her lung.
Oh.
So they had to deal with that first before they started chemo.
Yes, Jeff? Freedom from pain. Thanks for freedom from pain. Yes. I saw it, Jim. Thank you, Jim, for that update. Jim's friend, Ted Houston, is home after his surgery and free from pain for the first time in a long time, I think. Any other prayer requests that we have today? Then I invite you to come to the table of the Lord. This is the table of the Lord. It is not a Presbyterian table. It is not a community of faith table, but it is a table of Jesus Christ. And Christ calls us all to come and share in this meal with him, not only to remember him, but also to feel a part of his presence. So let us pray. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, O God, our Creator and Redeemer. In your wisdom you made all things and sustained them by your power. You formed us in your image to love and serve you, but we forgot your promises and abandoned your commandments. In your mercy, you did not reject us, but still claimed us as your own. When we were slaves in Egypt, you freed us and led us through the waters of the sea. You fed us with heavenly food in the wilderness and satisfied our thirst from desert springs. On the holy mountain, you gave us your law to guide us in your way. Through the waters of Jordan, you led us into the land of your promise, and you sustained us in times of trial. You spoke through the prophets, calling us to turn from our willful ways to new obedience and righteousness. You sent your only Son to be the way to eternal life. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with choirs of angels and with the faithful of every time and place who forever sing to the glory of your name. Of majesty, and blessed is Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. He took it upon himself the weight of our sin and carried the burden of our guilt. He shared our life in every way, and though tempted, was sinless to the end. Baptized as your own, he went willingly to his death, and by your power was raised to new life. In dying and rising, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. Remembering all your mighty and merciful acts, we take this bread and this wine from the gifts you have given us and celebrate with joy the redemption won for us in Jesus Christ. Accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving as a living and holy offering of ourselves, that our lives may proclaim the one crucified and risen. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, unite us with the living Christ and with all who are baptized in his name, that we may be one in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world. Gracious and loving God, we pray these prayers that come from our community for Sharon Perry, who is in hospice and beginning her transition from this life. Lord, we ask that you open your arms to her and that her transition may be easy and that her family may be comforted during this time. We pray for all of the people who are recovering from this week's storm damage. We pray for Cheryl Massey, who is working two jobs, working very hard to keep herself going, and who misses us and is missed by us. We pray for Ruth, who went for chemotherapy but has too much fluid on her lung to receive treatment at this time. We offer thanks for freedom from pain, for Jeff, and for Ted Houston, who is now home after hip surgery. Help us, O God, to be obedient to your call, to love all your children, to do justice and show mercy, and to live in peace with your whole creation. Guide us through the desert of life. Quench our thirst with the living waters. Satisfy our hunger with the bread of heaven. Give us strength to serve you faithfully until the promised day of resurrection, when with the redeemed of all the ages, we will feast with you at your table in glory. Through Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty God, with the Holy Spirit and the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. Friends, on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it. And he gave it to them, saying, "Take and eat, for this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he poured out the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink of it, do this in remembrance of me." Friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Eternal God, you have so greatly loved us, so long sought us, and so mercifully redeemed us. Give us grace that in everything we may yield ourselves, our wills, and our works, a continual thank offering to you, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our sending hymn is God, You Spin the Whirling Planets, number 285. Let us go forth to love and to serve the Lord. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen.